Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing. How about we get going? And welcome to another episode of Aussies with Stories. This has just been an absolute whirlwind of an adventure. When I first bought this equipment, I thought to myself, you know what, it would be nice just to make my money back. But you know what? That now that I've gone through this journey, I realize it's nothing to do with money. It's to do with experiences. And you also need money to be able to afford things, though. So that's important. So, it's about 50-50, I reckon. Which I've learned on this podcast, which started off as a financial podcast, speaking to accountants, other people that work with money, like accountants. Have I said that?
Hey, buddy, can we get on with the show?
Yeah, I'm just doing my introduction.
Oh, fair enough.
I usually do about a 10 to 15 minute recap before I start, and then I kind of talk to the guests.
Know your business.
No worries. So what's up with me this week? So Jai moved in, which is cool, a big step. To be honest with you, we'll see how we go. That's about it. Back's getting better. So this started off as a financial podcast, but now it's more of a self-help podcast. And I also really like comedy. So that's why I was able to get this guest today to speak about all things finance, all things self-help, and also all things comedy. So thank you for coming, Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Well, I'm very good. It's lovely to be here.
It's nice to have you here.
Well, it's a lovely home you have.
Yeah, do you like it?
Yeah, you know, I like the wallpaper.
I know people here are listening and they can't see, but I must say your shirt is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Nice. You know, I like a Hawaiian shirt, you know.
Yeah, he's got a red button-up shirt with white stripes.
Oh, yeah, and a tie. And all right, tie. Okay.
So, Rodney, what brings you all the way over the pond?
Well, you know, I've lived a long life.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm around that stage now where I've passed on, but now I've come back. Because, you know, I missed the art of comedy a bit too much, you know. So I wanted to come back to it. But this is the first podcast I've done, let me tell you.
And then why did you come?
They didn't have podcasts around when I was, you know, hitting it big.
What did they have?
They had radio machines. And, you know, they had one talk show. You remember Johnny Carson?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I went on Johnny Carson. We had a good relationship, me and him.
What was he like behind the scenes?
Oh, he was the boss, you know. He was a real party animal. You know, every time I say, hey, Johnny, let's dance. You know, he'd just go right ahead and do it, you know.
Yeah.
Do you like dancing?
I do like dancing.
You said you had a sore back.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that affected your dancing in any way?
Well, there was a long time, so there was at the same time, I actually bit my tongue around the similar time as I had a sore back, so there was about a fair period there where I couldn't whistle or dance.
How'd you bite your tongue?
Football.
Oh, okay.
Aussie rules, I don't know if you've seen that. Have you seen that?
I've seen everything. Where I go, where I live, in the, I suppose you'd call it the afterlife, we've got everything. You name it. It'll be right there.
Past and present?
Past and present, even, there's a third one. I forget the name of it.
Future.
That's the one.
Like the rapper.
You can see it all. You can see what's going to be on Channel 7 in 100 years.
And?
Still the block.
Jesus.
I know, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
What?
You gotta get out there, man.
what's the best inventions from the future? Do they have lasers?
Well, they got these machines that they kind of put you to sleep now, you know? And in that sleep state, you know, you could do whatever you want. You can give in to your innermost desires. You know what I mean?
You can, like, consciously dream, lucid dreaming.
Well, it's kind of more than dreaming, I'd say.
How?
It's like you're living in just somewhere else.
Do other people go there?
Well, yeah, you can meet up with people so in this state. But, you know, you could kill your best friend, and next time you go do it, he'll be back, you know?
So your thoughts are online.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, it's scary to see. I don't really get it myself.
How does that get monitored? Because just to say, in this current time period, there is Facebook and Instagram, and then, you know, it is what it is.
But, yeah, I've heard of all that.
But they make their money by the data. The data. So what's it like in the future to be able to be a part of in your brain and they're in your brain?
Well, I haven't really looked that too much into it, but...
I don't know if that's something you should do.
Well, from the last time I saw, you know, they did look like they were getting controlled a little bit, you know, through it.
Corrupted.
So, you know, the way the world goes, you always got to be, you know, there's always going to be corruption from the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is the in the future, because this is, I don't get why we don't have machines that actually do monitor our sleep. So every single night you get the perfect sleep. And you just lay in this bed and it puts you out.
Yeah, well, they got those now as well.
Okay. Did I invent it?
Well, maybe.
What's my future look like?
Well, you don't really want to know, do you? You don't want to take the mystery out of it, do you?
No, but just something.
Isn't that the only fun there is, finding everything out as you go? I mean, once you know the ending.
Looking forward to things, though.
Yeah, but you know, you might find out something you're not really looking forward to, and it might just make you anxious.
If you told me, could it change?
Well, I'm not sure. They haven't really figured out the kinks of that yet.
How long have you been in this realm for?
Oh, I think I died back in... Well, my body died back in about 99.
That's a fair guess.
I can't remember anymore. Time is... It's non-linear. It's all the same, really.
Yeah. But back to comedy. Tell me, what's your most favorite joke?
Well, I tell you, I remember one set I did. It really stuck. It was right after my wedding. And I took the wife to, you know, the comedy club in L.A. And I told this one joke where I said, you know, me and the missus just got married, you know. They said we got so much in common. I said, I don't like sucking dick. That's
one of your favorites?
I think that's my favorite out of all.
How did your wife handle that?
Oh, she hated it.
How many times have you been married?
18.
What number was that one?
She was number 4.
Do you have a favorite looking back?
I think the last one. I really just, you know, I got to a point where I stopped caring about, you know, the size of their tits and their ass. And I finally just saw her for what she was, you know?
How does that happen?
An intelligent older lady.
How does that happen?
What do you mean?
What is the process like where one day you just don't care about just tits and ass?
You know, I think we're getting older. But
was there a time when you realized and you thought, "Whoa, I'm different"? Or is it gradual?
You know, I think it's more of a gradual thing, but as I look at it now, you know, my sex drive, it just goes kaput, you know.
How come?
Well, you just, one day you stop thinking about it.
Your body just doesn't have it in it.
Yeah, anymore. And you're back to, you know, I don't know how many times you masturbate a week, but I was, you know, I was
a
around.
Week?
Yeah, I was
around.
I
could tell you in a day.
How many times?
Seven.
7 times a day?
7, yeah.
See, I was there myself, but
10
then
on weekends.
Eventually it becomes once a day, then it becomes once a week, and before Jesus. You know it, you know, you're doing it once a month, and you're not even thinking about tits and ass.
What do you replace that with?
I do yoga.
Nice.
And you know, I like a cigar, and I like to play a round of golf with the fellas.
Yeah. What do you hit off?
Well, my best is a 6 under.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you have a handicap?
Yeah, I think it's at even at the moment.
Should have said your wife or something, mate. That would have been classic Ronnie.
Come on, I'd never make those jokes anymore.
I'll say you really straighten out.
Absolutely, I respect women.
And do you feel like people that when you were that are like you when you were younger and you've made that transition, it feel like it's your kind of your role to teach them to
a role? This guy's talking about a role. You're on a roll. What are you talking about? What are you trying to ask me, fellas? Spit it out.
Okay. What I was trying to say is, do you think it's your responsibility now as someone who's transitioned from, you know, maybe a young misogynist?
Well, to, I don't know if I'd go there.
To an older, respectable gentleman to go back and teach those kids in their youth that were similar to you in your youth.
You know, I never would have called myself a misogynist.
Do you know what? Say the definition of misogyny.
Mm.
Say it.
You hate women.
Yeah. So, do you know what the word is for hating men?
You know what? No, I don't.
Exactly. Mm. That's how stupid it is, mate.
Well,
but what? That just must. Women mustn't hate men. If you don't know the word for it, don't you think? It's misandry, by the way.
Yeah, it is strange. They don't have a word for it.
I think.
Misandry? I remember her.
I can remember. I Googled it because I didn't know.
Google? What's Google?
What the fuck? You meant to know everything.
Well, I guess I missed that one.
True. In the scheme of time, that's a blip, mate.
Absolutely.
To me, that's obviously laughable. You know, someone not knowing Google.
Well, think of this, right? When I crossed over to this other side, this realm, you know, this guy comes up to you. He says, "Hey, Rodney, what do you want to see?" And I saw him mirrored as myself, you know? And I said, "What do I want to see? I don't know. What's going on in 100 years? I'm not going to say, what's going on in 5 years? That's when Google was made. You know what I'm talking about?"
Yeah, for sure. So what's a big brand that you know?
Oh, there's Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I know.
You heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still around. They're still kicking.
What do they do? What do they do?
They make suits now.
Okay. So that's what makes them... That's good.
Yeah. They've really... You know, they've showed their maturity and they've...
Is there any brands that I wouldn't know of? That become really big?
That you wouldn't know of?
Yeah, that become really big.
There's this really popular fashion brand called Cat.
Cat.
And yeah, it's just
with pictures. With a C or a K?
With a K. Mm. But here's the kicker. They do clothes, right?
Mm.
Pictures of dogs everywhere. People love it. I don't get it myself.
Yeah, they're one of the biggest ones.
Yeah, Cat probably the biggest. And there's Dog.
What do they do?
Well, you wouldn't believe it. They sell toothpaste.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was all a bit topsy-turvy back in the... forward in the future. You know?
Yeah.
So... Yeah, so I said, I want to look 100 years into the future. And then I said, you know what? What was happening 1,000 years ago?
Yeah.
And they showed me these men... Without, you know, they just worked out horses that you could ride a horse.
They just worked out horses.
Yeah, before that.
What about the pyramids? Who did that?
You know what? I had a look at the pyramids. I was curious. And, you know, I went back there. I had a look. That was more like 4,000 something years ago, I think. But it was all done with sound.
Mm, vibrations.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just channeling a frequency.
They would gather about, I don't know, I want to say, this might sound crazy, but I want to say they'd gather about 100,000 people.
They wouldn't have had...
Hold on.
Speakers.
They don't have speakers.
All right.
Just the voice. 100,000 people, all in unison, doing this low bass humming, like, like that, you know? They'd all do it in unison, and this big rock would be there. And suddenly, the rock would lift up as they're all humming. And it was beautiful, you know? I was just sitting there on a hill watching it. I had a mimosa. You know, you can do anything.
Yeah.
And they're fucking making these rocks float around and just perfectly slot into place, you know? It was unbelievable to see.
Hello!
Oh my God, who are you?
I'm John Cleese.
Who's John Cleese? I've heard of a John Cleese.
Well, that's my stage name.
Oh, right.
Have you seen Harry Potter?
You know what? I think I saw one or two of them.
I was Nelly Headless Nick.
Oh, you were also in the...
Rodney!
Yeah, we never met, did we?
Yes, of course.
We met back in the day.
Back in the day.
You were doing that Monty what?
Python.
Python, that's right. How'd you get into that?
Well, Harvard.
Oh.
Me and my... Me and my chaps, we all got into Harvard and we were rebellious.
Oh.
We were naughty. Whoa. And we started to do little funny drawings. And then drawings became pictures. So and pictures became sketches.
Why did you first go to Harvard? Was it your parents? Did you want to do something else?
Well, I wanted to fly rockets.
Oh.
Into space.
You've never flown a rocket?
No. Have you, Rodney?
It still eludes you, huh? I've done everything, my friend.
Anal?
Absolutely.
Have you received before?
You know what? I wasn't going to talk about this, but I have. And I'll leave it at that. But I've tried it.
Well, as an old British chap, I'm
sure you have, huh?
Growing so close to my meeting my maker. And there's a lot of things I haven't done that I want to do.
Yeah, how old are you now?
83.
83?
84 in April.
You know, I wish I would have made 83. I didn't quite make it. What do you do to keep yourself? You look pretty good.
Yes, I do a lot of swimming. I drink blood and I like to play tennis.
Whoa.
Oh, swimming. It's when you go...
No. You said you drink blood.
Yes, we
What kind of blood?
Baby blood.
What are you talking about, John?
It's quite a common custom. Did you not have that in Hollywood?
No, I don't think we were there yet.
You must sort of... That's why you broke through the stratosphere into the world of blood drinking.
Where do you get this baby blood?
Well, are you taking the mickey out of me?
Well, look, I want to say it sounds like it comes from a baby, but... What do you do?
Think about this. How many abortions are there a year?
Well, I'm not too sure, John.
At least 300,000.
At least.
They scoop them out, and where do they put them?
I'm not sure. I feel like you're going to tell me.
It's a victimless crime.
What, straighten the gob?
There's nothing bad about it. The babies, they're done.
Well, they do say...
The parents didn't want them.
The placenta is good for you, huh?
Exactly. Best. It's like... It's almost three times better for you than chicken.
Placenta?
Baby blood.
Ah, well, that's got... But that's why the placenta is good for you, I'm sure.
So, do you have a... How's your back, Rodney?
You know what? It's not feeling too good right now.
Have a sip of this.
Thank you. Oh my God, it feels like I'm one again.
Well, there you go, that's baby baby blood.
Why is it clear?
Oh, babies don't have dark blood yet.
Oh my God, I'm learning so much, you know. All right, okay.
Anyway, Rodney.
You know what, it tastes pretty good.
Well, there's some more, but it's
What else does it do for you? What, it's like stem cells?
No, it just gives you a little bit of a kick.
So how long do you people live for when you how old's the queen now?
The queen now she's 103.
Are you telling me the queen drinks this stuff?
Yes, of course. I still play tennis with the queen.
You're kidding me.
Yes, she's quite agile on her feet.
Do you win?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You win every time?
Every time.
You don't let her win once, huh?
No, not at all. That's not British custom.
You know what? I'm learning a lot about you, John.
Well, Rodney, I feel like I've just been talking about myself. How are you?
I'm great. I'm on his podcast now. You done many podcasts in your time?
Yes, we did do some podcasts back in Harvard.
Oh, that's what we're... That's... Did you first get into Harvard? What did you want to do? How'd you get into comedy? You're just being a funny buggers with your friends and all that?
Yes, I answered this, numbskull.
I don't know. You never answered what you wanted to do first.
I wanted to fly rockets.
That's right. Well, fair enough.
Yes, yes, yes. Monty Python, we were quick-witted little fellows, weren't we?
Yeah, did you...
We were little smart-asses. We're rebellious.
Did you by chance take a lot of...
Yes.
Take a lot of acid?
Oh, yes, we had a little bit of that, didn't we?
I thought so.
Yes, sort of punk rock world. Even the little scholars were getting in on the drugs.
Jesus, your face is taking another form, John.
Yes, I'm thirsty. I haven't had my...
Here, drink this, for
quick.
God's sake.
Oh, I can feel myself aging. So anyway, yes, and that's when we started to play tennis with the Queen.
Right, so I feel I should stay on this topic. What else does the baby blood do for you? Because you know what, I got a taste for it, and it tastes better than I thought it would.
Yes, sometimes we put Tabasco sauce.
Ooh.
And a bit of celery in it.
It's like a...
And then sometimes if we're feeling a bit naughty, us little bastards, we put a bit of vodka in it.
Well, that explains the taste in
That's
the celery.
A Bloody Mary, but we call it a bloody baby.
Well, you know what? That makes sense. You know what Bloody Mary is originally for, don't you?
To cure hangover, of course.
Yeah. It's like a breakfast, you know? You're having celery, you're having tomato juice, a bit of pepper.
I feel like if you were an animal, you'd be a dog.
Why do you think that?
You're just so big and cuddly and cute.
You know what, John?
What type of animal do you think I would be?
You know, you're kind of taking the form of a snake there. I can see your tail.
Oh, do you like it?
Kind of. Oh. There's something sensual about a snake, you know. The way you move around. The way you move those hips. They're not really hips, I suppose. Just your whole body.
No, yes, I've got millions of pelvises.
Really?
I'm quite a long snake.
Well, yeah, you are. Probably the longest I've seen.
Anyway, enough of the silly games.
Please, go on.
I'm here to talk about my next movie.
Oh, yeah, what's it called?
Harry Potter 8.
And?
The Boy Must Die. I'm playing Voldemort.
You are?
Yes.
What about Where's Nearly Headless Nick?
He lost it.
He died?
No, he lost all of his head.
He lost it?
Yes, so they don't need my face anymore now that it's using the body.
Well, that's a bit annoying, I suppose.
Yes.
But it's good you're playing...
mouths to feed.
It's good you're playing Voldemort.
Yeah, so I took up Voldemort's role. But Voldemort already died.
Yeah, but he can come back, can't he? Mm. Well, anyway, let's stop talking about Harry Potter. I'm over that kid, you know? You know, I hate that... I saw in the future that they... made the fucking author, you know, out to be a bitch, you know? Because she has some... I'm not even going to say it.
Tell me, what did she say?
I'm not sure, you know? I think she said that black people aren't equal to us.
Okay, and what did
Which
she say
I
wrong?
I don't agree with that. Well, that's what she said wrong, you know? No, I think she said something else, but I don't want to get into it.
All right, we won't. Whatever makes you happy, John.
So what did you do after Monty Python?
Well, actually, I bought myself a lot of sheep.
Oh, yeah.
And then out there in...
You got a farm.
Bristol.
Bristol and a farm.
Oh, what a big farm.
You a married man, John.
Yes. I've been married before.
Oh, you're not married at the moment, huh?
I'm married to the sesh. I love getting on it.
What do you mean?
I love getting on and out of my farm. There's no one around, you know.
Well, you live there alone, John. You and your sheep.
Me and this and the locals.
They live on your farm?
No, they come round.
They help out?
And we have little parties.
What happens at the parties?
Oh, nothing sinister, of course.
You don't sacrifice any babies, do you?
No. They're not getting sacrificed, I told you.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
They're being give up. They're being aborted.
I don't believe you, John.
They're being aborted.
Not sacrificed. I don't buy it. You know what? I've seen the future. And I saw something. I saw something, John. I saw what you did. So why don't you just come out and say it? Oh, he scampered away. Well. Jeez, where did that snake go?
Was that John Cleese?
Oh, you know him?
Yeah.
How do you know him?
He lives across the road.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice anything weird going on over there?
Yes.
Like?
Well, the other day he cleaned his car. And it was raining.
That's strange. That's quite sinister.
Yeah. And then once I walked past and he didn't say hello.
Yeah, you don't like that.
And then apparently my neighbor, she said that he was giving her dirty looks.
So really, nothing like, some late night parties going on. Maybe you see some red light through the window. Mm. Maybe a blue light. I'm not sure what kind of lights they use, but they're up to some weird stuff.
I don't think you should come into this neighborhood and start poking around and acting all judgmental, Rodney.
Let me ask you something.
I don't think you're perfect.
You ever drank baby blood?
Yeah.
I don't like this. I don't like this new trend.
Why?
Because it's weird.
Look.
Even if it does some good stuff for your body, you know, you're still drinking a baby's blood.
What?
No, that's okay.
Perfect. Anyway, look, all I'm saying is it's a victimless crime.
I don't believe that. Because I think you motherfuckers are having parties. Something happens. A guy comes in on a goat playing a flute, carrying a baby, puts him in the middle of this little circle that you got going on, you know, okay? And you all do a dance or a ritual or some kind, chant some weird shit, and then you all get a piece of the blood.
Look, I don't do it. I'm going to say this straight because I'm speaking as myself. I don't drink baby blood, but I'll tell you how they do.
Okay.
And you tell me where the moral conundrum really lies.
All right, I will.
Okay. So, just in Victoria alone, every year, there is 40,000 abortions.
Okay.
They take the baby. The baby is already what it is. They quench that down to a blood. And then rich people pay very high money for it. And then they pay a big tax on it too. So the money goes back and supports abortion clinics.
So this seems very rehearsed.
Who's the bad person in this?
You.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I don't do it. I'm telling you the system.
You're lying about it.
What do you reckon?
You're acting like you don't do it. You're one of the little plebs.
I've had a few sips being over the road.
They control
I've
your mind.
I've tried it. You know what?
You've tried it, huh?
Didn't really see. Well, with my stomach, it actually made me feel like itchy.
The damage is done, you know?
I know.
As soon as you try that, you can't go back to normal life.
What is normal, bro?
I don't know. Sitting down, having a fucking Coke.
I can do that.
No, you can't. You won't enjoy it. You'd be sipping that Coke being like, you know what?
Pepsi Max.
Look, all I'm saying is your mind is being controlled by them. And you're saying this story that they want you to tell the people, you know?
I know.
All right?
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to stop it.
Well, call the police.
Oh, the police. Who do you think pays the police, mate?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you could take matters into your own hands, you know?
What, me like fucking Batman?
Yeah, me and you. What do you say?
We can team up.
Yeah.
And how do we actually do it? Do we use our minds or our fists or guns?
All of them. All of it.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.